Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, of course, on the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We start this off for 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, about 1,000 other internet platforms. But the bottom line is, if I told you all about that, I wouldn't talk about the world of mixed martial arts, of course, and boxing, which is what we do each and every week. Bottom line is hour number two. We'll talk UFC 228 in the books now, in the rearview mirror. Of course, Tyrone Woodley, still the world welterweight champion. We'll talk about that in depth. We'll hear from Tyrone a little bit later in the show. But the bottom line is, you know, this guy, he's impressive, but now they're calling him the greatest welterweight champion of all time. You know, it's pretty weak when your sport, like when they call a guy the greatest heavyweight of all time because he's made three defenses or two defenses of the title. Come on, two or three defenses? That makes you a great, an all-time great, the greatest of the great? Come on. Anyway, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, MMA, of course, I think is starting to burn out in the minds of many. Not in my mind, but in the minds of many. People I talk to, they say to me, you know, I'm sort of tired of it now. Why are you tired of it? I don't know. I don't know too many of the guys. Well, that's what it is. They're trying to infuse new names in the world of mixed martial arts, especially UFC. We'll talk about that in depth on this show. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, celebrating 35 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide next Sunday, next Saturday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we air Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on Sports Byline. Anyway, the bottom line is, it's been 35 wonderful years, almost 1 week away. We'll talk about that next week. After the break, we'll hear from Tyrone Woodley and, of course, the world welterweight champion. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuning in to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts with us. Last night's decision, Tyrone Woodley and Darren Till. Darren Till, they called him the Gorilla coming in. Good fighter, man. I mean, he had a decent record. I think he was like 17-0. That's pretty good. 17-0 with a draw. But, you know, level of competition, Woodley being the best at what he is, 170 pounds, excuse me, of course. The other guy at 170, I think that Woodley would really like to fight is GSP. I mean, that's really the fight that all of us would really want to spend some money on. Tyrone Woodley, any fighting anybody else? I just don't know, unless he wants to step up a weight class maybe and take on a light heavyweight. I wouldn't suggest that to him, but if you wanted to do that, more power to him, or maybe a middleweight. Who knows? Anyway, Woodley's talked a lot of smack, but he backed it up, of course, last night. A submission win in the second round, 419, a DR's choke. I mean, good-looking move, no doubt about that, man. I mean, you have to give him props. And the co-feature, a women's strawweight bout, former champion Carolina, call her Carolina K on this show. She was dropped. I mean, knocked out in the first round of punch. Of course, Jessica Andrade of Brazil. Jessica, I thought, was overrated and coming in like a 3.5-4-1 favorite on this one. I thought Carolina K had a shot here, but Carolina K had no shot. Carolina K from Poland, one of those flash in the pans. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, she'll always be a top 10 type of fighter at that weight class in strawweight, but not top two or three. I think Carolina Kay has seen better days. But Jessica Andrade, more props to her. Now, Zabib's got one of these names that is horrible to pronounce. MAGA Dead Sharapov. So we just call him MAGO. Zabit MAGO defeated Brandon Davis, another submission, a knee bar. Pretty good looking. And knee bars are sort of cool. I remember the time that Frank Shamrock grabbed Don Fry over there in Japan in a pride fight. He locked him in that ankle lock and that knee bar, and he broke Don Fry's leg in that four spots where four stress fractures, and Don Fry wouldn't give up. Don Fry is the ultimate monster in mixed martial arts. I mean, you talk about heart, you talk about intestinal fortitude, you talk about stones, a.k.a. balls the size of an elephant. Don Fry, baby, no doubt about it. Anyway, Brandon Davis submitted a knee bar, round number two, 346 in. Jimmy Rivera back on the winning track now, beat John Dodson. Not much of a surprise there, 30-27 and 29-28 on these scorecards. And Abdulrazak Al-Hassan defeated Nico Price and the rest of the main card. That was the pay-per-view card. It was a KO, a punch in the very first round, 43 seconds in. Now, some of the fights on the undercard, of course, Fox, I think that FX has had this on TV. Tatiana Suarez, the winner over Carla Esparza. I thought Esparza had a shot there, but no way, man. She got, like, drilled in the third round. punches and elbows for 33. And Aljamain Sterling defeated Cody Stamann in the submission of the knee bar. Two knee bars on the same card. You don't see too many knee bars at all, but there were two on the same card, both leading the wins. A KO kick for Joff Neal defeating Frank Camacho. Of course, that's on FX. And the last fight on FX was Darren Stewart defeating Charles Byrd. Of course, that was the TKO into the second round, 217 in. And the early card was on Fight Pass. And if you're not a freak, I guess I got to tell you this anyway. Diego Sanchez, a UFC veteran, was a winner over Craig White. Jim Miller, the Cowboy, came back with a rear naked choke over Alex White. The Cowboy's been out a long time. I mean, out a long time, out of the winner's circle a long time. He just, you know, I thought he was old and slow and one-dimensional and this and that, but he picked himself up a win last night. You know, you need good undercard fighters, dude. Good guys can fill out the middle of the card because whether you want to believe it or not, combat sports, be it boxing or MMA, is built on the backs of losers. I'm sorry. I hate to break you. Because, you know, let's be honest. In order for Habib to be 24-0, 25-0, 25 guys have had to lose to him. Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's built on the sport. It's built on losers. People laugh when I say that, but you really think about it. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya as a boxer, Mike Tyson as a boxer. I mean, all those wins that they piled up, they had to have losers on the other side. So you've got to have guys that can hang in the middle of the card and, of course, be your go-to guys. Call them gatekeepers. Call them what you want. Call them the guys that will test your other guys, be it male or female in the world of mixed martial arts. And Cowboy Jim Miller is just that now at 155 pounds. The women's bantamweight on the bout on the card, Irene Aldana defeated Lucy Pudlova. Split decision 29-28. Could have won either way. Jared Brooks defeated Roberto Suarez and Sanchez in the very first fight on Fight Pass. Split decision 29-28. That's what the judges thought. Jared Brooks, I don't know. People say he's a pretty good-looking fighter at 125. As for the future of USC, wow. I mean, it's all about this one fight card. I think the whole promotion for the year depends on Khabib and Conor McGregor. It just does. And as the fight gets closer, the McGregor people are starting to lay down their money. They're starting to believe in the old Irish drunk. Sorry, guys, but that's what he is, okay? The old Irish drunk. They're starting to believe in this guy because, you know, he's cleaned himself up a little bit, and he's sobered himself up, and, you know, and he's not breaking windows on buses and causing mayhem and things like that. So they, oh, you know, he's got a shot. Yeah. These are the same few folks that thought he had a shot against Floyd Mayweather, okay? Do you know how many people I had to not take their money? Not take their money, refuse to have bets with them when they wanted Conor McGregor or Floyd. And you know, I'm not a Floyd guy, and they know that. So they came to me wanting to bet money. They figure, hey, he don't like Floyd. He'll bet against Floyd. I'm not going to take advantage of you. As I said to you before, if you had a house, let me break it down to you as simple as I can. If you had a house and you had to paint it, and half of it was painted by a painter, a professional painter, and the other half was painted by a plumber, a professional plumber, the painter's going to prevail as far as artistic quality. Bottom line is, the plumber doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not in that realm. It's not his world. Just like mixed martial arts is not combat. Mixed martial arts is not combat with just the hands. Use the feet, the elbows, the head to an extent. Okay, so in boxing, you've got two hands, your right and your left. At the end of the day, it's a different sport. It's a different world. And right now, you know, Khabib, I think he can do everything. I think he can box. I think he can punch. I think he can get guys on the ground. If he gets you on the ground, he's just so strong, he just destroys you. And we've talked about this many, many times in the past because, and I keep repeating myself, and you say to yourself, is Pedro losing? Is he senile? Is there dementia setting in? No, no, no. But I've never had heard a fighter tell a guy, listen, man, please, please quit. I've broken you. I have broken you. Please, it's time to quit. I have broken you. Don't make me hurt you. Oh, my God. I mean, that's like, oh. I mean, I've never been drilled like that because we box, but never been beaten down like that. Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine that. Be having your will imposed and busted. I mean, your spirit's been busted. This guy kicking your butt. It's a telltale ass kicking is on the line. You know that. If you continue to be brave, you're going to get punished beyond belief, and the residual effects of those kind of beatings, especially from somebody with heavy hands like Khabib, God knows. That's just what I'm trying to say. God knows. Nobody really knows. So you take those shots with 4-ounce gloves, man, you're really, kind of say, you're running a severe risk of residual effects. But, I think that the 4-ounce gloves are better than the 8 and 10-ounce gloves. And why do I say that?
because we have decisive punches. In other words, if you hit a guy cleanly with a 4-ounce punch, you know, and really clean, a good boxer anyway, he'll go, okay? But if you hit a guy with an 8 or 10-ounce glove, he won't go. It's sort of padded. It's sort of like a pillow. And it's not good because boxers, because of that, there's repetitive concussion syndrome going on in boxing. So in other words, a guy gets dropped by a shot, right? Gets dropped, but doesn't get dropped too hard because the punch wasn't all that severe because of the 10-ounce glove, okay, which I don't understand. I really don't. Guess it. The sport of boxing has 8-ounce gloves up to 135 pounds, and after 135 pounds, they're 10-ounce gloves. So a guy fighting at 147 pounds has to wear a 10-ounce glove, as does a guy fighting at 265 pounds. Does that make sense? Boxing doesn't make sense, folks. It just doesn't sometimes. Anyway, that's why boxing and MMA going back and forth. Some people love boxing. Some people love MMA. Some people love both. I bring you both week in and week out live on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, 11 a.m. Pacific, I'm right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. UFC 229, we'll talk about that in depth in the next segment. We'll also hear from the World Welterweight Champion, because he's glad to be back. I'm talking about Tyron Woodley. He's taking a lot of heat, man. I mean, Dana White's talked smack about him. Other people have talked smack about him. But the other day is, I guess he's champion, so he's the one talking smack. After break, Woodley talking smack right here on Sports Byline and the MMA Hour.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
We're backstage in Dallas, Texas, and Tyron Woodley is still your UFC welterweight world champion. Yes, that's right. People are clapping for him back here. You earned your black belt, which we'll get into in a minute. But when you walked over here, we were just discussing off camera, you were like nonchalant. Like, oh, yeah, just another day at the office.
You know, I'm the champion of the world. I'm supposed to win. You know, it's something miraculous if he pulls out the victory against the greatest welterweight of all time. My coach Dean started this new thing with me in the last 2 years where I do everything to the finish, no matter how long it takes. If it starts with a jab, it ends with some type of finish. So in practice, obviously, when you finish somebody, you start a new position or you start over. So when I got him in a position and he tapped out, in my mind it was like he was going to reset up and we're going to go again. Then I'm like, I won, fight over with. So, you know, it's a great victory. You know, it's a young kid, as I said before. He's going to have that experience. He's going to get that, you know, that wing underneath him. It's always tough when you're undefeated. You never know what it feels like to take a loss. I've been in that position. My first loss was for a world title as well. So I kind of empathize for him for that. But he's a tough kid. He'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet of you, Tyron, to talk about that. You know, this week you were saying, I have more tools than my right hand. I've been working on so many different things. But your right hand is what led to all of this. Yeah. When you were in there, did you see him being tentative towards that right hand?
You know, one thing that I always notice is the more and more I drill, the more and more techniques come in slow motion. So I knew he was going to use the left hand. And when his body language showed the left hand, I was ready to throw my right hand before he was. So he's smart enough not to throw it. A couple of times he threw it and missed. But he knew that I was going to try to counter him. So he showed some, you know, some knowledge in the octagon. But it was just me using high-level attacks, low-level attacks, body clenching, punching to the body, coming back up to the head, blitzing, head kick, which probably threw him off. And then, you know, before he knew it, the right hand that he was looking for was disguised and hidden behind all the new techniques.
You know, you actually came out to this fight a lot more aggressive than we traditionally see you at the beginning of the fight. Was that something where you have been out for a while and you just wanted to get the fight started, or was that intentional?
You know, I'm always a fast starter. It's just in guys like Wonderboy Thompson and Damian Maia, those guys fight a way different fight. Mm-hmm. But if you look at any other fights, you know, my UFC debut was 36-second knockout. Robbie Lawler was a 47-second knockout. So I've been a fast starter. Dong Hyun Kim was 60 seconds. So I've gotten guys out there real fast. He took a couple punches, so I just knew I needed to take my time. I'm more proud of myself that when I had him hurt and I was on top and I was dropping hard elbows that would have finished many people, I found a way to gain myself, not get overzealous, not go buck wild, find clear shots, and just not give up on the thought of the finish.
You found a way to slip in that submission and do so beautifully, ending up with Darren Till tapping and you earning your black belt. This has to be a really special moment for you. I can see how much it means.
This is more important than the UFC belt. I apologize. Some of you fans don't want to hear that, but I've been doing jiu-jitsu since 2005. Dean's been my coach since 2006. We've been around for a long time. And when I didn't even think that it would even happen. You know what I mean? So when I get the victory and you see my demeanor change, he wrapped this around me. You know, this is a lifelong goal, so I'm just excited, and everything's up here from now.
You should be excited and proud, Tyron. That's a huge accomplishment, both to be the world champion and a black belt. I know Joe Rogan asked you this in the octagon. I know it's hard to answer, but an opponent might not be, you know, at the tip of your tongue, but do you have a card you'd like to fight on? It's been a long layoff for you. Would you like to get right back in there?
I'd love to stay active, you know. Obviously, you know, they got October sealed up. I didn't get hit, so hopefully, you know, if I get everything clear, I can be ready to fight then. October, November, to be honest, I'm just happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. There's not an opponent, because if you really look at the welterweight division, I've beat most of them. So now it's just really up to the fans and the UFC to decide who makes the next opponent for me, because we all know if I start saying who I want to fight, the fans ain't gonna mess with it.
Right, but I do want to give you the opportunity to quickly tell fans about this new single you've got.
Yeah, I got a single coming out, guys. It's called I Beat Your Ass. And what better song to come out than after that victory? So make sure you guys check it out. It's going to be hitting all platforms, featuring T-Dubbo and also Wiz Khalifa. So don't miss it. It's something I've been keeping in the tuck. I was going to walk out tonight. Today's Wiz Khalifa birthday. He couldn't make it out. I thought it was important to be humble, stay under the radar, beat some ass first. Because you don't want to come out with a single that said, I beat your ass if you got your ass beat. So make sure you guys check out all platforms next week.
Tyron, you've got so much going on. Congratulations on all these beautiful accomplishments in your life. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tyrone Woodley, the world welterweight champion of the UFC, no doubt about it, the pound-for-pound best 170-pounder on the planet. Can he step up to 185 pounds? Because if all the challenges are done at 170, what does he have left to prove? I mean, he'll still be the welterweight champion. And guess what? I'll take a shot at the middleweight title if you let me keep my other title. Something like, you know, negotiate something. Anyway, but the guy that he really wants to fight, the guy that he didn't want to say it, but the guy that he really wants to fight, man, has to be Georges St-Pierre, 37 years old now, born in 1981, of course, Quebec, Canada, man, GSP, Rush, call him what you want, but he's an amazing athlete, and he's a guy that I dogged and dogged and dogged and dogged and dogged and dogged and dogged some more until he beat Michael Bisping the way he did. I thought Michael Bisping was going to ragdoll him and, like, commit. In other words, if they were in a relationship, they would have arrested Michael Bisping afterwards for domestic violence. That's what I thought, how one-sided it would have went. But it didn't go that way. It went the flip side. GSP just controlled him. I mean, he did. And you couldn't, it blew me away because he had been off 4 years. I mean, let's be honest. When he left the welterweight division in 2013, he had a couple of close fights, but he was on top of his game or close to it. But injuries and financial issues, he said, with the UFC, as well as drug enhancement issues or performance-enhancing drugs. In other words, he thought the other guys were coming in juiced up, and he didn't think that was cool, and he wanted more stricter testing. He screamed about that long. Of course, he comes back in 2017 and beats Michael Bisping. Now, the problem with Dana White and GSP is that GSP is in control, and Dana White doesn't like that. I mean, Dana White's the promoter. He never wants to be out of control. He always wants to have a fighter under his thumb. He really does. And most of the guys that he has in that position. You have them under your thumb, you can control them. But when the fighter's calling the shots, Dana White doesn't like that. And GSP is going to call the shots on any fight that he gets into. He called the shots on Bisping. He beat Bisping, okay? If he comes back again, of course, has some stomach issues. I think he even had some surgery. But the bottom line is he was sidelined with some gastritis or something like that in his stomach, and he has some medical issues. And people thought, maybe he won't come back ever again. Well, I tell you what, I think he's got one more comeback on the line. I think it would be a great fight if he can make 170 again. Well, you know, he was bragging about 6 months ago. We're talking about his GSP Rush, Georges St-Pierre. Of course, he former world welterweight UFC champion, former UFC middleweight champion for the blink of an eye in 2017. He delivers. I mean, as I said earlier, I dogged him. I thought he was boring, but when he tore Bisping apart, when you beat a bigger guy, an accomplished guy like that, I know what it is to fight bigger guys. Okay, it's just not. It's more. I know a lot of it's mental, but a lot of it's physical. I mean, because for the most part, when you fight a bigger guy, you've got to wear him down. And you have to let him wear himself down, not by pounding on you, okay, by him missing. That's what you got to do, is make him miss. And GSP makes a lot of guys miss, and then he takes you down, and he does this thing on the ground. At the end of the day, I'm not a big GSP fan, except for that one fight. Why am I saying that? Because I'm honest. At the end of the day, GSP and Woodley will be the fight at welterweight. Outside of that, Woodley, I think, is done as far as 170 pounds is concerned. He's just in a world. I like Roberto Duran at 135, and back in the day, like 1978, 79, when he was a lightweight champion, he beat all the guys. There was nobody left to beat. You couldn't dig anybody else up. In fact, one time, this guy fought Roberto Duran, and Duran knocked him out in the first round, and the guy's wife came running at Duran, like running across the ring. He knocked her out, too. I kid you not. That's an honest-to-God truth. We're talking MMA. This is the MMA Hour live, of course, on Sports Byline each and every Sunday. I'm celebrating GSP, and why am I saying that? Because I think he's the real deal, and he and Woodley would be a mega, mega event. But as I said before, Dana White doesn't want the fight to happen because he doesn't want a one fight, and that's what GSP wants. One fight and I'm out. One fight and I'm out. He wants to call one fight. He doesn't want to sit around and defend titles. He's 37 years old, and I can't blame him. And I think he's one fighter in position to call his own shots, man. And if he can't, screw Dana. That's just the way it is. Speaking of Dana White, of course, he's got that, he used to have that ownership share, but God, if you think about this, the company sold for $4.2 billion or $4,200 million, and Dana White had 10% of that. Yikes, that's a lot of money, isn't it? So you can see Dana having a little bit of a different attitude right now. But yeah, him playing hard guy with GSP, not a smart move, I think, for the business, because the business needs GSP to come back. He commands, His what he can do on pay-per-view, his numbers, just being GSP against just about anybody, although I said I wasn't a big fan before the Bisping fight, but I am now, would make record numbers. There's no doubt about it. Khabib and Conor, that's going to be the biggest show of all time, without question. I mean, people say it isn't, but Conor, of course, the crossover, he did the boxing thing, and that didn't work out too well for him. And, of course, he's going to come back to the world of UFC after 2 years off, said he had a baby, fought Floyd Mayweather, you know, broke some windows on a bus, got arrested, had to cop to a misdemeanor. Khabib is going to destroy him. I don't think Conor's got a shot. Unless Conor would have, like, a pair of brass knuckles or Khabib's got no chin and he falls down as soon as Conor, like, throws a lucky punch or something like that. Unless McGregor lands a lucky punch, he's going to lose this fight. And why am I saying that? Because for the first time in a long time, I'm thinking about dropping money on Khabib. Hey, listen, if I do, I will announce it, and then therefore I will have no, if the fight goes to a decision afterwards, I can have no opinion on the fight. Because the bottom line is, when you bet money on a fight, it changes your entire perspective. It just does. Jack Fissey, late Hall of Fame boxing writer from the SF Chronicle, he told me that one day after I bet some money on Marlon Starling against Mark Bibby in a fight. Why did you do that? You can't do that and remain objective. So I can't remain objective here, but I can make a few bucks betting on Khabib. That's just what I think. Anyway, we're going to switch gears, talk boxing, of course. There was a Superfly triple header last night on HBO, but nobody knew. Probably not even Larry Merchant. And, of course, next week, Triple G, Canelo Alvarez, the big fights. We're talking mega fights in boxing live on the MMA Hour right here on Sports Byline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Time to talk a little boxing. Of course, HBO had a triple header last night, or three fights. Of course, it was like super fly. The bottom line is, not too many people seem to care. Am I wrong, John Signorelli? Was this sort of like the HBO card that sort of got away from as far as attention and scrutiny?
Do we really have to talk about this card, Pete?
Because if you don't, Larry Murphy, no, the Godfather's listening. He's probably going to say, you know, you didn't cover the HBO card. So we need to cover the HBO card.
All right. Superfly, super boring, commenced last night from Los Angeles. Estrada beats Ortuta by unanimous decision on a wide scorecard in the main event. And Pedro, man, this thing was boring, dude.
Okay, all right.
You're going.
But so here's what's up. So are they going to try to match themselves with the monster from Thailand?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Estrada could definitely go in and face Sorung Vasai. That should have been a fight that happened last night. Sorung Vasai should have been on that card, and it would have, I think, added a lot more intrigue to the show overall.
They don't want. Listen, he's an embarrassment to them. He ruined. He just embarrassed him. He made Max Kellerman look like a buffoon. Oh, Max Kellerman, a buffoon, all in the same sentence? Yeah. I mean, because they bet on Chocolito, and they bet a lot of money on a guy that maybe was 112-pounder. And when you move from 112 to 115 to 118, it's like moving up like light years, okay, as far as size, actual body mass is concerned. And Chocolito came up short against the Thailander not once but twice. So, and the second time he got drilled. So he's out at 115. That's why I think that they had signed all these 115-pound fighters, HBO, because they anticipated them fighting Chocolito for a long time.
Absolutely. And listen, you know, Superfly 1 and 2 was really good. I think they're doing a little too much now. It's a little bit of oversaturation with HBO, you know, promoting this card. And at the end of the day, I mean, Chocolito, at least we get him on the undercard, a very solid undercard, Pedro, for Triple G versus Canelo, too.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the undercard. Go through it.
We got Lemieux versus Sullivan. David Lemieux versus Spike O'Sullivan at 160. A great, great fight. I think it's going to be a good action fight to see who maybe the winner of Triple G versus Canelo 2 fights next. We got Jamie Munguia versus Cook at 154. And Chocolatito, who I just mentioned, at 115 versus Fuentes. Should be a good night of boxing.
Speaking of the main event, the Bad Blood main event, of course, going now for the middleweight championship. I'm trying to draw up some lines right now. Somehow my website's not coming up here as far as the odds are concerned. Golovkin, a slight favorite in Las Vegas?
Yes, Triple G. I believe it's going to be about a 2-1 at this point, but it's going to be even money the night of the fight, and maybe even Canelo comes ahead. You know how people get closer to fight time, the money comes in for the dog.
Well, no, the money comes in for Mexicans, and we're not calling Mexicans. Well, we're not calling Mexicans dogs here, folks. Let's get that straight. But he meant the underdog.
Underdog.
Yes, and the reason why I brought in Mexicans is remember when I told you Bernard Hopkins fought Oscar De La Hoya, there was a big long line for me to bet, and I bet like a grand on Hopkins, and I think Hopkins was like an underdog or was real close. I mean, it's so crazy. It was like stealing money, okay? So when we went to turn in the ticket, because they had to wait like 45 minutes after the fight to turn in the ticket, so you're waiting in line to turn in the ticket, I was the only guy in line.
I can't believe, you know what? It's funny that now you mention it. Hopkins was an underdog in that fight, wasn't he? What were they thinking?
No, they made money. What were they thinking? Those guys in Vegas make money like that because all these chumps, I hate to say it like that, are suckers or call them what you want. These last-minute guys that go with the underdog or go with their guy because, you know, he's going to win, man. He's my people, that kind of good stuff. You know, that's what makes Las Vegas and that's what makes the bookmakers money.
That's what's up, man. You know, and for me, De La Hoya moving up from, you know, originally 135, he fought all the way down there, all the way up to 160. That was crazy for him, especially against Hopkins at that time, who was still very relevant and still a great fighter.
Well, I don't know how relevant he was at that point in time because I think he had beaten Tito Trinidad. And if you really want to look at Hopkins' accomplishments, most of them were done against lighter weight fighters, much like Marvin Hagler. I hate to say put it to you like that, but you know Hagler's claim to fame was beating Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns. Okay, and Roberto may have been beating him after 12 rounds. So here's a lightweight, a guy moving up 25 pounds to fight supposedly the best middleweight of all time and holding him in check for 12 rounds. And, you know, after 12 rounds, you got to give Duran a whole lot of credit. That's the one you got to give him the most credit for because at the end of 15 rounds, he's telling him, you know what, kiss my you-know-what. Hit me on the chin, chump. I mean, he punked Marvin Hagler out to an extent.
Yeah, man, you know, it takes a lot of grit to be in there to do that with that type of guy, man. I'll tell you what.
He is scary. That's just it. And here's what's up. We're all ringside, okay? We're all ringside for this fight. My Hector Martinez, Freddie Martinez is calling managers, Mike Ake, Rios promoter. Well, I mean, we're all ringside, and we're freaking out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fight's about to happen, and we're thinking, man, this is going to be like a funeral. This is like Ali's team when they were leading them to the ring against Foreman in Zaire, Africa. It was like we were not thinking. I mean, we were trying to be positive, but we thought that he was going to get destroyed. And then here he is, pot shot Marvin Hagler with right hand leads, man. Close up Marvin's eye.
Yeah, man. That's why he's one of the best to ever do it, Pete.
Okay, so if you wanted to lay down a prop here, prop bets, as far as the Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez fight, would it be a prop bet or would it be a straight bet? You're the guy from Vegas. How would you lay down this? And, of course, if you do bet on it, you can't straight an opinion. You can set the who, what, where, when, and why, but the opinion stuff you got to sort of lay back on if you lay a bet on. Do you see where I'm coming from on that one? If you bet on something, how you can't be sort of objective?
I could not agree more. You know, 100%. Once there's money involvement in anything in life, that changes everything.
Once there's money involved. Okay, so what do you think? Triple G or Canelo? If you had to bet a straight bet, what would it be?
You know, looking at the bet sheet, Pete, I like the under, and it's funny because that gets you plus money. So they think this fight, Vegas right now thinks this fight is going to the scorecards. I don't. We spoke about this yesterday. There's a lot of bad blood here, man. A lot of animosity. And I think both guys know what they needed to correct from the first fight. Real quick, Canelo had stamina issues. Halfway through every round, he burned out. Triple G didn't go to the body enough. I tell you what, if Triple G goes to the body and closes that distance, and if Canelo still shows stamina issues, I like Canelo to get stopped by Triple G under 11 rounds. So I'm going with the under.
So all right, so what is the under over? What round is it? Here's what they used to have. It used to be under like 7.5 or over 7.5.
Yeah, 100%. You could pick exact rounds. Now, the odds increase in your favor. For example, if you pick, like, say, Triple G to knock out Canelo, you know, your plus money is going to be pretty heavy there. Now, if you go the over-under saying it doesn't go 12 rounds, you know, the money's still pretty good. You know, I think right now it's a plus 250 for that, so that's not too bad. You know, and that's the one thing that stands out to the most because if you look at the odds for Triple G and Canelo, it's getting very close right now.
Well, the reason why it's getting close is because, you know, the Mexicans are coming to town and they're going to bet. Just like the Irish come to town, I think the Irish are going to push the line down on Khabib. And I think he might end up being able to steal money on Khabib. I'm sorry, I hate to put it to you like that, but I think that's what it more boiled down to, stealing money on this guy because the Irish will bet the line down so much that you may be able to get some money going the other way. In other words, Conor might end up being the favorite. Who knows?
Well, I agree with that. You know, and I think another thing going back to G and Canelo real quick is the buyer confidence for a bet because the first fight got canceled. And a lot of people, you know, I think even with hotels and even ticket sales, they're apprehensive to put the money out until the drug tests are passed, until we get closer to the event. You know, and that's where you're going to start seeing some more money coming for Canelo and be like, all right, you know, the fight is going to happen. And I think even with Khabib and Conor, I think there's questions with Conor's, you know, just outside of the ring behavior. Like, can he keep it together? Which is an intrigue because that's what's selling the fight right now. Dana White was saying, like, oh, this thing with the bus was the worst thing that could ever happen. And it's despicable. Meanwhile, he's sharing it on Twitter. He's sharing it on Facebook. He's sharing it on social media everywhere he can. Why? Because it's going to promote the fight.
Johnny, you don't get it. Dana White went to Conor McGregor and said, listen, I'll get you out of this, but I own you. In other words, you have to come back to the UFC and you have to fight. You have to do it under my way. You can't be talking any smack. You do it my way. Because Connor seems to be following the script as a quiet little guy this time, isn't he?
Yeah, man. You know, what did we talk about yesterday? Like, why did Dana White even make money off Connor when he fought Floyd Mayweather?
Because he allowed him to go and do that boxing match while being under contract with the UFC. That's why.
That's ridiculous. Okay. At the end of the day, everyone should be able to do what they want. I mean, he wasn't getting out of his contract.
No, but here's what's up. You've got a boxer. You invested all this, or you've got a fighter. You invested all this money in this and that, and he wants to go off and do something else, like race motorcycles. You know what I'm saying? That's almost the same thing as racing motorcycles. I don't know if I want my $1 million investment racing motorcycles. You feel me on that?
That's a great point, Pete. Good way to look at that right there.
All right, Saul Alvarez, +135. Gennady Golovkin -155. That's my betonline.ag, that website, of course, that steals money from me. I'm just kidding, but I don't bet money. Anyway, Anthony Joshua -1400, and Alexander Povetkin +850. But back to Alvarez, and the over under here is 11.5 rounds, -240, 11.5, under 240, +190. Sound about right?
Yeah, it sounds about right, you know. And the thing is, looking at this fight real quick, Pete, with Joshua Povetkin, you know, I wanted the Wilder fight. I think a lot of people did. But now looking at this one and understanding that this fight is going to happen, we got Povetkin, who's a shorter fighter, and Joshua has a hard time with shorter guys. And in the past two fights since the Klitschko fight, removed from it, Joshua looks a little different. So, I mean, I'm not saying he's going to lose this fight. But if you're going to bet against him, I mean, I think he's got a good shot at maybe.
Johnny, you're dreaming. Let me tell you what this kid's doing. He's learning on the job. Don't you understand? He's learning on the job. He wasn't, I mean, although he captured Olympic gold, there are guys that capture Olympic gold and things like that that don't have 300 or 400 amateur fights and things like that. Mm-hmm. They don't have a deep reservoir of an amateur background. And let's be honest, the guy's been learning on the job. He was anointed early as the next great heavyweight by yours truly, of course, after, I think, who was the guy that I was pushing for that time? What was his name? David Price? Remember that big 6'7" lummox? I thought he was going to be the real. I saw him working on the pads. I said to myself, here's a heavyweight. He's got some. He's going to be okay. And, man, once they hit him, he flopped. Anyway, Alvarez and Golovkin. It's going to go 12 rounds? No, not in your mind.
No. Like I said, as long as they work on the adjustments, which I believe they did, I'm sure they reviewed the tape. I mean, again, if Canelo has to work on his stamina and Triple G's got to work on being a little bit more aggressive and go to that body a little bit more. But I think we get a knockout this time. And I'm in favor of Triple G taking out Canelo this time around.
Well, you know, I'm going to bet the under. At 11.5 rounds, I'm going to go with the under here. And, folks, yes, I'm betting here on the air. And I know we're in the United States. You can't bet on the Internet or anything like that. Yeah, right. You know what's funny is that the United States, I mean, some of these states are now coming into play, like Nevada is now starting to allow different aspects of gaming. And, of course, New Jersey, all those years they had the casinos in Atlantic City, they didn't have sportsbooks. They just sort of missed the boat on that one.
Oh, 100%. And they're definitely trying to reform what they have going on over there. And being originally from New Jersey, I'm glad to see it, man, because I tell you what, at one point in time, when I lived in Jersey and I come to visit Vegas before moving out here, it was cheaper for me, Pedro, to come to Vegas for 3 days, airfare and hotel accommodations included, coming out here for 3 days than it was to go to Atlantic City and stay in a room for one night. And that was only 3 hours away.
I know, but Atlantic City had so much intrigue. The boardwalk, it was so cool, man, when the fights were happening.
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it just was cool back then. I don't know if you know what the Irish pub was. That was my home. It was the home of the media. I mean, it was just so cool. And, of course, Mike Tyson sort of burned out Atlantic City. After Tyson left, it really wasn't all that much. But Donald Trump, what can I say, he promoted some pretty good fights with Don King in Atlantic City, so you have to give him some props there. Now, I'm going to bet on the under. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm probably going to bet a little small amount, but I'm going to get +190. That's good money, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing that stands out the most, unless you want to go for an exact bet and try to pick the round, which is something I really don't like to mess with too much because, I mean, it's really hard to do
that's
that.
That's a sucker's bet.
I'm sorry, brother?
That's a sucker's bet.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
I mean, that's a sucker's bet. I mean, come on. Unless you It's just what it's like winning a lottery. Anyway, speaking of winning a lottery, each and every week with you is like winning a lottery. We'll talk real soon, Johnny Sig.
Pedro, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
Ring Talk. Don't forget, you can go to YouTube.com and look at the new Ring Talk channel. Scott Cuddy is going to send up this show in a little bit. Straight up, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Pedro Fernandez. This is the MMA Hour.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
September 15th is going to rock and roll, no doubt about that. Saturday, and of course, the big fight, Gennady Golovkin. Triple G still undefeated in the Canelo Alvarez. The one loss in the draw, of course, to Gennady Golovkin last year. Of course, the bad blood is obvious. They were supposed to hook it up in a May rematch, but a bad drug test, meaning steroids, disqualified Canelo Alvarez. So September 15th, that's on the line. I like the under, and I like Gennady Golovkin. Also going on the 15th, the UFC of Moscow, Mark Hunt, the slow-in Samoan, the throw-in Samoan. Call him what you want, but the bottom line, he's taking on Oleg Olenek. And that's in a heavyweight throwdown, and it'll be on USC. It'll be on USC on Fox. So straight up on Fox Sports 1. I'm taking it back. Only on Fight Pass. You got to be USC freak to see this, or go to one of those websites like burstrowsports.eu or vipbox.eu, then you could probably pick up the fight in Russian. Hey, who cares? You're watching the fight, right? Anyway, bottom line is, you're tuned to the Bonnie Spring Ring Talk Live Worldwide show, of course, 35 years now. We're celebrating 35 years in a week. Tune in, the anniversary show right here on Sports Byline. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect. The executive producer, the always capable Scott Cuddy.